Time now for this week's quote of the week. You know, in his now famous memo to Google, software engineer James Damore likened the culture and intellectual atmosphere at Google to living in an echo chamber where people don't expose themselves to other points of view. As Damore writes, the self-segregation has become much more potent in recent decades. We are more mobile, can sort ourselves into different communities. We wait longer to find and choose just the right mate, and we spend much of our time in a digital world personalized to fit our views. And I might add, this is Damore speaking, and I might add that Google has done a great deal to make sure the information you receive is personalized with your existing preferences by developing algorithms that feed you more of the same. I've actually, of course, I'm sure you've noticed it, but I sure have, and it infuriates me, actually. Of course, it's not just Google. I mean, Mr. Damore is certainly not the first to talk about the bubble that people live in, unable to fathom how someone could even have a different opinion. I think that's the hallmark of public discussion today. But the results aren't healthy for society. I think it sows the seeds of division and worse. And the single view approach mentality is increasingly a feature of our public school systems and universities, which too often celebrate advocacy on the parts of their students over critical thinking. I think that's tragic. I think it's irresponsible. They teach that there's some sort of correct way to have or correct opinion to have about the world. And by all reports, way too often, they don't even address other points of view. After all, they're sure they're right. Nothing's going to change their minds. That's dangerous. So what to do? Well, the answer brings me to my quote of the week by Vera Nazarian, author of The Perpetual Calendar of Inspiration. And I think it's so apropos in this world of self-proclaimed advocates. She says, and I challenge you, she says, in quotes, here's a quick test. If you have never changed your mind about some fundamental tenet of your belief, if you have never questioned the basics, and if you have no wish to do so, then you are likely ignorant. Before it's too late, go out there and find someone who, in your opinion, believes, assumes, or considers certain things very strongly and very differently from you, and just have a basic, honest conversation. It will do both of you good. Well, I have no doubt of that. It would do most of us this is one of the things that you get about investments. Because there's such a clear scorecard and it costs you money when you're wrong, one of the things that successful investors do is they actually search out alternative opinions. They search out to say, hey, what if I'm wrong? What am I missing? That kind of stuff. But that's not the norm in society. In fact, it's to become more insular, to surround ourselves only with people who agree. And that is that reluctance, by the way, to seek out alternative opinions, respect alternative opinions, is one of the key variables for the escalation of civil violence that we've begun to see. And I think that there's so much more to come. What a great weekend thing. If you've never changed your mind about some fundamental tenet of your belief, never questioned the basics, and you have no wish to do so, then you're likely ignorant. So before it's too late, go out there and find someone who, in your opinion, believes, assumes, or considers certain things very strongly and very differently from you. And just have a basic, honest conversation. It will do both of you good. I think that's great exercise. Great advice.